Phoenix Audio presents
Mary Stuart, Queen of Scots by Alexandre Dumas. Read by Julie Christie. Part First. There are some names which, when borne by those of royal blood, seemed predestined to misfortune. In France, the name of Henri is ill-omened. Henri I was poisoned, Henri II killed in a tournament, and Henri III and Henri IV were assassinated. In Scotland, the name of Stuart is regarded as a synonym for sorrow and calamity. Robert I, founder of the race, died of a decline at 28. Robert II, happiest of the family, spent part of his life in retirement and darkness, being afflicted with an inflammation of the eyes which left them constantly suffused with blood. Robert III sank under the poignant sorrow caused by the loss of one of his sons and the captivity of the other. James I was murdered. James II was killed at the siege of Roxburgh by the explosion of a cannon. James III was assassinated by an unknown person in a mill where he had taken refuge after the Battle of Sockyburn. James IV, wounded by two arrows and a blow from a halberd, perished on Flodden Field. James V died of grief over the loss of his sons and remorse at having caused the execution of Patrick Hamilton. James VI, who wore the double crown of Scotland and England, dragged out a sickly, timorous existence between the scaffolds of his unhappy mother, Mary Stuart, and of his unfortunate son, Charles I. Charles II spent part of his life in exile, and James II...